It's pretty huge. Global outage hitting a lot of our popular apps and different websites. And apparently it's because of an issue Amazon Web Services was having. The company said the underlying problem has been fixed and most services should be working properly now, if not soon. Some of the apps like Disney Plus, if you have Ring cameras, that was down. Mine, I think, last I checked, was still down. On your morning commute, if you stop for coffee, you try McDonald's or Timmy's, you might see that their apps were not operating either, but slowly but surely, they're all coming back anyhow. Today is Diwali, the festival of lights. It's all about new beginnings, love, and celebrating with the people who matter most. If you're celebrating, I wish you well today during the festival of lights. I know as I was driving around on the weekend, every gas station seemed to have a different price. And this morning, as I came to work, I noticed the majority seem to be at $1.24, which is okay by me. Apparently, oil prices falling and easing demand are the reason we're starting to see some considerable savings at the pumps. $1.13 in Saskatoon this morning. And around here, I've seen $1.18 at some of the independents. $1.24, though, seems to be pretty common around town. So enjoy it while it lasts, just like we enjoy this Blue Jays fever.
The Blue Jays are back in the ALCS.
We want it all.
I want it all. And I want it now.
And they want one more victory tonight in order to carry on a 6-2 final last night. The Jays haven't been this close to the big dance since 93, when they completed their second of back-to-back championships. Well, the Mariners have never been this close here, but that was a Blue Jays game they wanted last night. After losing the first two, they kept saying, just get us back to Rogers Center. And Guerrero ties Joe Carter and Jose Bautista with his sixth postseason home run. They needed some production out of Varsho and Barger, and they got it last night. But the real story had to have been pitching. Troy, you savage, his sixth big league game, an elimination game, and he goes out there, he shuts down a pretty explosive Mariner lineup. After the game, you savage couldn't believe how loud it was in the arena.
This was the most electric, energized crowd I've ever played in front of before. And the team rallied behind the fans, and they're a huge motivation for us.
He went 5 2/3, allowed 2 runs on 6 hits, struck out 7. What a performance. So young and so early in his career, and to deliver under that pressure of Game 6, he did indeed. 22 years old. And then, of course, there was Vladdy, who has 41 million Canadians on his shoulders.
What a swing. He got a breaking ball on the inside part of the plate, and he knew he got it off. His sixth postseason home run. What a feeling.
Well, he was amazing. He's ready to play Game 7. Said he was born ready after the game. But from top to bottom, the Jays' victory was a good one, starting with pitching, great defense, timely hitting, and, of course, Vladdy. And tonight, Game 7, and Jays fans feeling good. Shane Bieber's on the mound to start the game tonight. One game and a chance to go to the World Series starting Friday against the Dodgers, who are on their way back to the World Series after sweeping the Brewers.
And a victory on the mound with 10 strikeouts.
High fly ball to right. Pajes, he is there. He's got it. And the ball game is over. And the Los Angeles Dodgers have won the National League pennant. They sweep the Brewers. The greatest night of baseball by an individual player in the history of this game. Shohei Ohtani. 3 homers. And a victory on the mound with 10 strikeouts.
Yeah, that is concerning to whoever wins tonight. Shohei Ohtani. What a story Friday night. He also is the series' most valuable player. But we'll see. First, we got to get through Game 7 tonight.
Don't
Well, our Saskatchewan Roughriders came close to beating the Bombers Friday night in Winnipeg. One of the highlight plays.
Can't find anyone. Jake Mayer finally does throw it. And right down to the sideline. And caught there by Picton.
That was a nice snag by Picton. The backups almost did it. 17-16 final for Winnipeg. Jake Mayer started at QB for Trevor Harris and finished the night 15 of 20 for 123 yards. And he actually had, like, what, 13 straight passes building up to that 16-14 lead before Cohen came into the fourth quarter. And apparently that was always the plan. He had two completions in eight attempts, but Green Zone callers on the postgame show reacted to Cohen coming in thinking it cost the team the win.
Nobody could have known the difference if Cohen was going to play this bad or not, because he has had no playing time all regular season.
I am livid. I am absolutely livid that they pulled Mayer for a couple of reasons. Number one, he deserved to try to get a winning drive.
Yeah, again, Coach said it was always the plan to slip him in there. And despite plenty of backups playing in that game, Coach May said he was still mad at the end.
You know, we wanted to come in here and then win a football game. We want to win every week. The guys battle their tails off.
Now the Riders host BC Saturday night in the final game of the regular season. And the question all week will be, what about playing the starters? How much do you play the starters? How much do you play Trevor Harris at quarterback? I'm sure you'll be able to weigh in on the Green Zone with Jamie and Locker on that one. I want to stick with football here for a moment because this was extraordinary in the NFL. Patrick Mahomes made a great play. Chiefs leader against the Raiders on Sunday. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback hoodwinked Las Vegas on a 4th-and-1 play. Mahomes got behind center of the play. He begins yelling out the commands, trying to make the Raiders jump offside, right? So the Chiefs would get a 5-year penalty and lead to a first down. But it wasn't working. And Mahomes seemed to react in frustration. Or was he?
Well, they're going for it on their own 40 on 4th and a foot.
Tried to draw him offside.
The blue Adam is on. No, never fucking work, man.
Sorry. Mahomes says, Coach, it doesn't
work. Oh, there they go.
He was faking it.
There they go. You would give it up on that one. You thought for sure it was a draw. That's all acting.
Yeah, he stood up and said, this play never, beep, ever works. And as you heard there, then he just does the handoff. It was the sharpest thing I've seen in a long time as he, it worked. It worked. And the Chiefs would humiliate the Raiders 31-0. That win moves the Chiefs up to 4-3 this season. Okay, coming up with Kevin Martell, we're going to update you on this global outage that's affected a lot of popular apps and websites. And we also will be monitoring the trial that is expected to get going today. You remember Misha Pavlik, killed at a grad party at Regina Beach in 06 when he was just 19? At the time, RCMP said a group of uninvited people got into the party. There was a fight. Misha was stabbed and killed. And no one was ever charged in that until 2 years ago when RCMP announced a man in his 30s was being charged with second-degree murder. He was a youth at the time, so we can't name him. But this trial will start with jury selection today. CJME senior reporter Lisa Schick is going to be following this story all the way through as the trial, as long as it lasts, will be there. And bring you the very latest, too. But more with Kevin in just a few moments.
Head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way.
Well, we're not exactly scratching for traction yet, but winter tire swap season is here, and it might be an advantage to book an appointment right now rather than wait for that first snowfall, which everyone seems to do. I'm joined now by Cal Tires, Lori Wasira, and always good to have you back on the show, buddy.
Hey, it's good to be back, Greg. Thanks for the call.
Now, we've had some snow. It's gone. It'll be back soon enough. But what are you seeing? Are people being a little more proactive and coming in early before that first snowfall or not?
You know, there is definitely some proactive people out there that that know the situation, know snow is going to happen. And then there's the 80% of us that don't believe snow is actually going to happen. And then we wait till the last second.
Well, take us to school on tires, Lori. When it comes down to it, most would think that swapping right over to a winter tire, Like the studded winter tire is the way to go, but there are so many options. So what should you do?
Well, depending on the type of driving and talking to somebody in the business that can give you some good advice, factory studded winter tire is probably the best option. But there is so many choices to choose from and so many brands, and they're all really good options. So a winter tire is definitely going to outperform your traditional all-season tire from anywhere from 15 to 30% better braking and traction in the wintertime. So it's a significant difference. Definitely well worth the investment.
If you don't want to swap out every year, what then kind of tire are you looking at?
We have a great option. It's called an all-weather tire, which is actually a winter-rated tire that has the durability to be left on year-round. So you treat it just like an all-season, but you get that benefit of the increased traction, increased braking capacity. So you get a much safer tire that you leave on year-round, and you don't have to think about it. You just drive.
Well, you're from Saskatchewan, Lori. Are studded winter tires still recommended for our province?
Well, the benefit of studded winter tires is they really outperform the others, especially when it comes to black ice. And when you get that kind of that right around that zero temperature, kind of what we've been experiencing as you start to get into winter, where in the morning you get up, you go to work, and the roads are really slippery, greasy, a little bit like a curling sheet. Those studded tires really have an impact on that. So those really do work well.
Lori Wachera from Cal Tire, my guest. How much does tire tread depth actually matter for winter driving? And when should a tire be replaced then?
We recommend anything less than 330 seconds certainly should be replaced immediately. But what you do is you can take a look at the tire, and depending upon the brand of tire, some tires, the actual winter compound that's on the tire runs right through the tread depth. Others only use that winter compound for part of the tread. So depending upon which brand you select, that pull point becomes a little bit different for when you should remove them. But once again, stop by any of our stores. We can take a look at it for you, and we can give you advice whether it's good to go for another year or it's time to change.
How important is it, Lori, to pay attention to that tire pressure light that comes on?
The benefit to the consumer is without checking your tires, which is what most people do, they don't check their air pressure on their tires. It will register if there's a difference in the pressure or if one has dropped below what it requires. So that means something's not right and somebody should take a look at it. So it's a great warning system for people to make sure that they check their tire pressure or have a professional check it for them.
Do more expensive winter tires actually perform better than, say, the mid-range options?
Yeah, actually, the premium brands certainly do outperform the entry-level brands. Just like anything else that you buy, when you buy something that's of a name brand recognition, typically you're buying a superior product and definitely has a better longer life and a better braking capacity.
What about rural highways and gravel roads in Saskatchewan winters?
Well, the challenge there is gravel is like sandpaper to a tire, and you want to try to get something that's going to hold up a little bit longer rather than just wear off in a short period of time. So you have to be careful and a little bit more selective when it comes to the rural driver. You want to make sure you get a compound that is soft yet firm enough to hold up to the gravel.
Okay, Lori. So if one leaves their winter tires on all year, will they quietly be judged by others or just wear it out faster?
They will just wear it out faster, and the odd person that recognizes that will go, what are they doing? For your safety, it's very bad. We want to make sure that we balance those tires out so you got equal traction on all four corners of the vehicle to make sure you're truly safe on the road.
All right, Lori. And everyone is trying to find the very best deal. Have you had to adjust in these harder economic times because tariffs are a concern? Are tires more expensive than they were last winter?
At this point this year, our tire pricing has remained pretty much the same as last year. There's been some industry increases as far as for cost of materials, but the tariff situation has not hit us the same way just because of the way we buy our inventory. We actually bought our winter tire inventory long before the tariffs and this whole tariff situation with our neighbor to the south was in place. So our pricing is very good, very aggressive this year.
Good to know. Getting ahead of the game there. Okay, we had a little snow on Thanksgiving. No snow in sight yet. Your suggestion about when to swap out the tires, is it right now or do we even wait for a little colder temperature yet?
It's right now. The golden rule is 7. And the average between the daytime high and the nighttime low is 7 degrees or lower. It's time to put your winter tires on.
Hey, thanks for all the tips. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Greg. I'm glad I was able to help you out this morning.
Well, it looks as if this global outage of a lot of apps seems to have corrected itself here. I know if you have McDonald's or Timmy's apps, they weren't working properly early this morning. Ring doorbells associated with Amazon not working. There was just like Snapchat, WhatsApp, a lot of them weren't working properly. And just checking, some of the ones that weren't working properly for me on my own phone seem to be corrected now. The company said, from Amazon Web Services, they discovered a cause of the problem and corrected it, and everything should be back to normal. And it seems like most apps are now back to normal. With your CJME Morning Show Facebook page app, check out the photo. Well, it's actually a video of Evan Bray's dog, Mike. He was in the wiener dog race yesterday at the Thunder game. It came in second in his heat. Mike will only go down in the history books as a second-place wiener dog, which I thought he would go a lot further. But just wasn't meant to be yesterday. Check out the video, though. It's pretty funny. Evan Bray, I know we'll be talking a little more about this when he comes on at 8:30. Shout-out to the Regina Thunder, too, for winning and returning to the championship, PFC championship. They won yesterday 49-10 over the Huskies. Now the Thunder will meet their arch rival Saskatoon next Sunday. And the Hilltops also big winners on the weekend. They dominated Winnipeg 60-26. Some high school football playoff results, too. Johnson beat Martin Luther in the small football semifinal. Riffle beat O'Neill in the large school football quarterfinal. So now Friday night at Mosaic, it's the first game at 5:15. Miller will take on Winston Knoll. That's going to be a gooder. And then Riffle meets Campbell. Oh, another good one at 7:30. And winners of those two games move on to the final on Halloween, the 31st of Friday night at Mosaic Stadium. Pretty stunning raid in Paris at the Louvre. Several people disguised as construction workers just broke into the world-famous museum in Paris Sunday. They cracked open display cases with miniature chainsaws, and they stole jewelry that once belonged to the Emperor Napoleon. The thieves just made out up there and hopped on waiting scooters. A couple of Americans were there hoping to witness, you know, the Louvre itself, but didn't expect this to go wrong.
We were just ready to go in to see the Mona Lisa when they swept us out of the gallery. We didn't realize the whole museum was being evacuated. And then we asked a guard, and the guard said, "We're having technical difficulties."
Yeah, the concern now was the thieves, what they do next with all these priceless items. And one art theft investigator said it's concerning.
The fear is that it gets broken up and sold, because a consumer will have a very, very difficult time telling that, hey, this emerald came from, say, a crown.
Pretty crazy, right out of the movies, the way it happened in front of so many people with all the security cameras on. And you can see what they're doing. It's nutty. All right. Blue Jays fans, tonight, 6:08, you know he's ready, Vlad.
Game 7, are you ready?
Hey, you ask me if I'm ready. I born ready, and I want it all for this city.
Top to bottom, a Jays victory last night with good starting pitching, great defense, and some timely hitting, and we need it all again. And, of course, Vladdy tonight to go on to the World Series, where many wonder, can we win the World Series if we wind up in it against the Dodgers?
Ohtani, oh! Did he? Ohtani! Ohtani has done it again! His third home run!
Oh, man. What a game on Friday night for Ohtani. 6 shutout innings, 10 strikeouts, and 3 home runs. The guy is like a robot. It's amazing to watch. And, well, we'll worry about that when we get there. That's what Frank told me to do, my producer. Just get through tonight first. Get a victory, and then we'll worry about Ohtani.